Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is Alex Becker. He's with St. Paul's Outreach at Ohio State University. Welcome, Alex.
Thank you, Father. Thank you for having me.
Great to have you. As we begin, let us pray. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord God, you've given us this day as a great gift, to sacrifice and to lift up for your honor and your glory and your praise. And we just ask, O Lord, that whatever we face this day, we face with you. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. So Alex, as we begin this conversation, I'd like to know your story, how you came to know Christ, how you encountered Christ.
Yeah, that's a great question. I think so. So I grew up in Ann Arbor, Michigan, which is a place with a really strong Catholic presence, and kind of like the arc of my story.
Where was it?
Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Ann
Arbor, yeah, sorry.
Okay.
Like accent, but.
Ended up at Ohio State.
Yeah, in a roundabout way. Actually, my parents actually met at University of Cincinnati, so I'm not far away from where my family started.
Anyway, continue.
Yeah. but I think I have like a pretty typical like cradle Catholic arc. But I started in a pretty special place. I lived in a small town outside Ann Arbor, and the street I lived on has a name. I just learned this actually last week. It's called the Cluster because there are so many Catholic families that live on that street.
Hmm.
But I grew up in this, like, it felt totally normal to me. So for the first 10 years of my life, I went to a small Catholic school and just had like this incredibly supportive community around me that I think like I was just incredibly happy. So when I moved, I remember feeling like very sad. And then after a while, I got used to a new place, but something wasn't just like quite the same about Rochester, New York. No offense to anyone that lives in Rochester. Love Wegmans, great place. I think it was the community that was missing, but I didn't know that at the time. And so, you know, what happened with me is my faith after leaving that place became kind of like more compartmentalized. So now I was in a public school. I did my school things. I hung out with my friends who were maybe Catholic, but like not really practicing. And so like my faith became more like this thing on the side. Right. And as time moved on in high school and as I approached college, I think that became more and more true. And I became kind of more and more isolated from any kind of Catholic community. And that like isolation, I think, took an extreme form when I went to college, because I ended up going to the University of Minnesota. Go Gophers. but I'd never been to Minnesota before when I made that choice. Like I had never visited. I knew nothing about the state, the school, didn't know any people there. So it was kind of like this like rash, bold decision. And like moved out, just like I remember getting dropped off by my parents and kind of like they left, and I was like, this is okay. So like we have to figure this out. And immediately turned to my dorm and like my floor for like the first friends that I met. Because I think I was just lonely, right? Like I didn't have anyone that I knew. And I think that's a problem that a lot of college students face, and we can kind of touch on that later. But I was lonely and just like looking for people to relate to. And so for the first two and a half, three years of college, I think that's like kind of the environment that I lived in was like isolated. And even though I like developed these friendships and I like moved into an apartment with people that I would consider close friends, it was, my friend group was like inward focused and pretty toxic, I'll say. And it just kind of like over time slowly devolved into a lot of drama. Just people really didn't share with each other their authentic selves. And overall, like any relationships that were in the group were kind of problematic. And then on top of that, like the university is a fairly, like politically, it has like certain like philosophies that like are prevalent. And one of those is a kind of like radical feminism, I'll say. So I had like a friend who would like tell me basically she like hated men. Right. And like, I think like a lot of my male friends were like kind of like taken aback by that kind of thing. And I was too. And it was kind of like you were put into this shell of like, okay, like, well, I don't want to do anything that's considered like masculine because like I'm just going to get destroyed or shut down. I think within like my friend group, it was a pretty strong culture of self-deprecation, of like cynicism, and a lot of these things that plague a lot of college students. And I just like hated it. Like I remember at a certain point, I like was calling my mom and kind of similar to Genevieve, I was asking like, hey, is there anywhere I can transfer to? Because I just want to like get out of here. Like I don't even know what it is, but I just want to get out of here. And I think part of it was even more painful for me because for 10 years of my life at the beginning, I had seen kind of like what community looks like and what love looks like. And so I could never forget it, right? yeah, never quite could forget that. And honestly, I think that's like how God worked in my life, was giving me that first experience and then like continually drawing me to ask the question of like, why isn't what I'm doing feel like, why doesn't it feel like that? So my conversion really happened through SPO. There was a student who's now a missionary. His name is Raiden Takeuchi. He lived two floors above me my freshman year, and like God put him there my freshman year to like meet me first week of school, right? And like we met first week of school, and we would hang out every once in a while. And he like began to invite me into the men's household at SPO at the youth campus. So I remember the first time I went over, it was to make bagels for breakfast with a guy named Joe Magansky, who's from New Jersey. So he's like an excellent bagel maker. They're incredible. I just remember like feeling like, yeah, this is like really different. And like these people are super happy, but it's not really for me. Like this isn't like Olivia said, like this is almost too good to be true. Kind of like this like cynicism. Like there's nothing that good in the world, right? Like clearly they're faking it. And got invited to a household dinner the next year, I think like a couple household dinners. And then actually was eventually invited to live in house my sophomore year of college. But for some reason I said no. And so like at some point, I think like a lot of people within the SBO community had like, Raiden actually told me this. He said like, yeah, we just like thought you weren't going to come around anymore. We'd kind of like tried to outreach to you and, you know, it didn't really work. Like we invited you into things and you kept saying no. But Providence would have it that I like ended up at a Gopher Catholic night kind of out of desperation my junior year of college, which was the University of Minnesota's typical Catholic outreach night. And I think I was just kind of at that point open to whatever, like wherever I could find joy in my life. And God had like used these SPO missionaries to give me at least the indication that like this was a place I could find that. And I just remember like leaving that first night and for some reason being like, yeah, like I guess I'll go back, you know, like there's no reason not to. And so I went back a second time and then same thing, like, I guess I'll go back. And then third time and fourth time. And then I got invited on a retreat and had like an incredibly powerful experience with a small group of men who just like opened their lives to each other. And I had never experienced that before, right? Like being a man and like kind of like thinking about what that actually means and like sharing with each other and being like open, like that's not something that I had ever seen. And we met every Sunday for the rest of the year, and I think for every one of us it was incredibly powerful. Like God like put us all in that place because we all like needed a really strong group of men to walk with. And over the course of that year, like I grew so much more in my faith than I had in the years prior, and I also had like an ardent desire to like continue to actually grow in it, even though I was still like hanging out with these other friends and like not really living my faith in the best way in a variety of different ways. The desire had started to spark there. And that translated to me actually accepting an invitation to live in an SPO household the next year. So for anyone who's not familiar, SPO household is basically, for men, it's a group of, let's say, 6 to 12 men who live together in an intentional way to try and, like, strive towards the Lord and, like, grow in their faith. And over the course of that year, I was radically transformed by each and every one of those men. Men like who I will consider brothers for like the rest of my life. Like when I think of like people that I want to be in my wedding party, it's like my house. And like that's, I mean, for a lot of men, I think like there aren't that many people that you would want, like that you like know well enough to even like be in like a wedding party. I think that's actually kind of like a good thought exercise to go through. But for me, like I didn't really have anyone who I like really want in a like supporting me at a moment like that until I went through household. And afterwards, it's just like night and day, the difference. Even though I think at the time, like I didn't actively, there was no one moment where I like actively chose like, this is the moment I'm going to completely go after my faith. But it was a culmination of the entire year of like small choices of doing the dishes for one another, starting to go to daily mass, developing a daily prayer life, which then kind of culminated in a couple of big decisions for me. One was like to not pursue a certain relationship. That was actually really hard for me, like a romantic relationship. Went on a couple of dates with a girl and then had like a really strong heart-to-heart with a guy in my house about the direction I was headed and whether or not I was actually looking for God's will in my life. And I decided like I wasn't, and like ended the relationship. It was kind of painful and relatively dramatic. But I just remember like the month after that was the most peace I have ever felt in my entire life. It was like the Lord was just like, yeah, like if you follow me, this is what you'll get. Like this peace and this joy, like this is what I have for you. And after that, like, I think I've been, like, a lot more on fire about you know, going after the Lord and, like, seeking his will in a variety of different ways. I actually then, like, went off to work in the working world. Did that for 10 months. I worked at a management consulting firm called McKinsey & Company. And I had accepted that job at the beginning of my senior year of college. And recruiting for consulting is actually pretty, like, it's a pretty insane thing, and the culture is problematic in its own ways. But I was able to avoid all those problems because of my SPO household, even though at that time in my life, I wasn't fully asking God, like, what he wanted with my life. And so, like, my choice to go into consulting was just that. It was my choice. Like, I wanted to do it. It's a job that pays a lot of money. There's a lot of prestige attached to it. Those were definitely things that attracted me. But at some level, too, like, I think the work actually really did attract, like, I thought I'd really enjoy it. And then, you know, I entered into the working world, and things were different than what I expected them to be. It was a lot more challenging in, like, different ways than I thought. I could live my faith life at work, but it was kind of, like, again, back to being compartmentalized. Mm-hmm. Like, the pressure at work was that you leave, like, we can talk about faith, but you leave it on the side. Yeah. And so after 10 months of doing that work, through a variety of different ways, realized that I was actually not really supposed to be working in that job.
And then you went into SPO.
Left to join SPO. So now Excellent. I've just joined SPO. Yep.
Well, thank you so much, Alex. I mean, this is a great story. Let's end with a prayer in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord God, we give you thanks for Alex and for how you have guided his life with your hand of providence. And we just give you thanks for him and for what you are going to do in the years ahead. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. This has been Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger, and with me has been Alex Becker from SPO. Until next time, peace and all good.